Are you going to trust in the Lord? Yes. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. I give all the honor and glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one who saved me from myself. See, I was on a one-way path, sending myself straight to hell. And then one day, I felt like Paul on the road to Damascus. Jesus knocked me off my horse and let me see who I really was. Amen. And then he saved me. Praise the Lord. So I give honor and glory and praise to my Lord and Savior. Give honor to the pastors of this body, Pastor Jerry and Pastor Evelyn Watkins. And I give honor to you, those who have come out today. You didn't have to come, but you came, and so I give you honor. Thanks that you came. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come before you in prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, of every sin that we have committed against you or anyone else in word, thought, or in deed. Have mercy on us, God. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people. Use me for your glory, God. I pray that I'll decrease and that you will increase inside of me. Lord, bring out this message. You say what you want to say, Lord. I'm just going to stand up here and open up my mouth. Just completely and totally use me, Lord. And I don't want to be in this at all. I want it to be totally you, God. So in the name of Jesus, we bind up every evil spirit that's on assignment to this word, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. And we give you all the honor, glory, praise, and thanks, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. We're going to use for a subject this morning, the power of God. And I was thinking about this last night, and I was thinking, you know, I could preach on this well into the night. You know, from right now until well into the night, there's so much that you could talk about and preach about the power of God. Amen. That it could go, I mean, it's limitless. Amen. But I'm not going to be here that long. Amen? Because I could, you know, we could talk about the power of God in the Old Testament where, you know, he created the world. He created all things. We could talk about the power of God, how he took the children of Israel out of captivity. Amen. You know, we could talk about the power of God that way. But we're going to go with the direction that the Lord said go in. Amen. So let me ask you a question. What is the power of God? What is the power of God? Now, a biblical definition of power is the strength or the authority to act or to accomplish something. Amen. So the power of God is God's strength, his authority to act or to accomplish something. The power of God. Amen? Amen. We are saved by God's grace. We are saved by God's grace, and it is God's power that keeps us. It sustains us. Turn for me to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Remember, we're saved by his grace, but it's God's power that keeps us, that sustains us. Amen? When you get there, let me hear everybody say amen, because I want everybody to read along. I'm going to be reading out the Life Application Study Bible. It might not say word for word the same as other, but it all says the same thing. And it reads, verse 3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Amen? So it's God's grace that saves us, but it's his power that keeps us from sinning. You know, if we give in, you know, if we are going to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Amen. If you, let me put it like this. If you try to stay out of sin on your own, you will be so far in it that you wouldn't even be able to look up and see anything. Amen. You'll be buried in it. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. It's that power of God that will keep us from sinning. Amen. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Amen. God's divine power is what we need to live a life without sin. And that's what we just read. Let me read this commentary. It says, the power to grow doesn't come from within us, but from God. Because we don't have the resources to be truly godly, God allows us to participate in the divine nature in order to keep us from sin and to help us live for Him. When we are born again, God, by His Spirit, empowers us with His own moral goodness. Amen? So when we, you know, we always wonder, you know, when we wasn't born again, why did I just say that? Why did I just do that? Why am I constantly doing the same thing over and over again? Because you don't have the power of God living in you. Amen? Amen? Don't ever ask a crackhead why they can't get off crack. Because they don't have no power to get off crack. Don't ask an alcoholic, why can't you get... My father was an alcoholic my entire life. And I never understood, Daddy, you know, you make good money. You got a wonderful wife. You got three children that love and adore you. Why do you constantly feel like you got to drink? Amen? Because he didn't have the power of God. Without the power of God, you can't do nothing. Amen? Y'all follow what I'm saying? Amen. So don't go up to a homeless person on the street, and just judge them. You got to reach out to them. They might not have the power that you have. They might. You'll know one way or the other. There's a guy that I see almost every night when I'm on my paper route. He comes up to the Times News, always asking for money. Always asking for money. And the first few times, I told him, I don't carry cash with me. But let me tell you what I can give you. I can give you a ride to my church. I can give you a shoulder that an ear you can talk to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I witness to him. And he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. And he cannot understand why he can't get out of the situation he's in. It's because he doesn't have the power of God. Amen. Without the power of God, we will be a fool to sin. I know. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Without the power of God, you can't help but sin. Amen. 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 The power of God is greater than any circumstance, situation, or problem we might be going through. Like I said, I could preach all day about the power of God moving in, and bringing the children of Israel out of captivity. I could preach about the power of God, bringing plagues and things like that. Amen? But this is what the Lord wanted me to preach on. The power of God in our lives, intimately in our lives. Amen? The power of God is greater than any circumstance, situation, or problem we might be going through. 1 Peter chapter 5. Just a few pages back, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. If you don't let God have control of the things in your life, then the things in your life will constantly run your life. Amen? If you don't let the power of God take care of a situation, that situation will never be taken care of. Amen. It might be covered up. It might be pushed to the side and forgot about for a while, but it'll never be taken care of. The power of God is almost indescribable because it can fix all situations. Amen? Amen. When you're going through something, you might not see the end of it. You might not know how it's going to come about, how the resolution's going to come. You might not know, Lord, I'm just going through this, I'm going through this, I'm going through, but persevere. Persevere. Don't take no for an answer. Don't take if there's something that you're seeking the Lord for, get in His, let Him know, Lord, this is what I'm seeking You for. Amen. This is what I'm believing You for. You said in Your Word, I can have the desires of my heart. Amen. 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 We got to seek Him. What does the Word say? Seek And you shall be found, and you shall, you know, how's it go? Seeking, it shall be found. Knocking, the door shall be opened. Asking, ye shall receive. I know I didn't say it exactly word for word, but y'all know what I'm saying. You got to get in God's face. He's not going to just unleash this power in your life if you're not seeking Him. Amen? Amen. Amen. I don't sugarcoat, guys, because this hit me too. It made me realize I hadn't really been seeking God the way that I should. Made me realize, you know, hey, I'm not doing exactly what I should be doing to the full extent. Amen? Amen. God's power works best through people who recognize their limitations. Did y'all know that? That His power works best in people who, through people who recognize their limitations. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 8 and 9. Amen? Amen. Now, this is Paul when he had an infirmity, and you know, he had the Bible calls it a thorn in his side. We don't really know exactly what it was, but it was some kind of, his body was under attack. Amen? And it reads, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Let me tell you something. When you know what your limitations are, you want to trust the Lord. If you know that your limitations are, it's hard for me to drive down the road, and you have to drive down the road, and I'm just using this as an example. God can work with you on that because you're not gonna think it's you doing it. Y'all follow? See, when I first got saved and was called to ministry and was preaching and started preaching, it, you know, to stand in front of two or three people was I mean, my heart would have been going just like that. I knew my limitations. I wasn't a good public speaker. Don't really think that I'm a good one now, but, you know, it's the Lord. You know, if it was just me, it'd be horrible. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Yeah. So I knew my limitations. And God said, I can work with you on that. I can work with you. Amen. You know, He showed me where Aaron said, you know, where Moses said, I'm not a good public speaker, look, God. You know, I want to get out of this task that you're putting before me. So I'm going to use the excuse, I can't speak in public. And the Lord said, what did he say? He said, well, you got a brother, Aaron. Amen. See, God takes away all excuses, doesn't He? I mean, in our life, God takes away, you can't, Lord, I can't do it because of that. Well, okay, well, let me show you how you can do it. But we should go to God with the attitude, Lord, I know I have trouble in this area. I know, Lord, that I'm not the best, I wouldn't have been my first pick to do this thing that you have me doing. So, Lord, I know my limitations. Now, I'm relying on you to take care of it for me, to work through me. Amen? See, that's relying on the power of God. It's not by my power that I'm up here speaking today. It's not by my power that, you know, when I go out and I witness to folks or we go in the jail and preach in the jail, you know, that's not my power. That's not, you know, not because I'm some great, you know, speaker or person like that. It's by the power of God. And it's, let me put it like this. If you ever hear a preacher, a minister, a pastor, or somebody who says, always use me, 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 I, red flag should be going off. I did this. My ministry there. My, you know, this. No, it's the Lord. It's the power of God working through you to be able to reach people. I've never saved a person. I never will save a person. Even if somebody was drowning and I jumped in and got them out of the water, that's not me saving them. That's the Lord working through me because I'd be like, whoa, they might pull me under. Fear might take a hold of me. So it's the Lord working through me. Y'all following what I'm saying? So now when we're younger,
We don't have any, you know, any limitations. Oh, I can prove it. When I was probably, 12, 13 years old, it had been snowing and icing. I lived out in the country, and I was riding my motorbike just, on the trails. Well, came up on my pond, and I heard something splashing in the water. And I looked out there. It was my dog had walked out on the ice and fell in the water. I was like, oh, no. It's lost. My dog lost. He saved my life many times, from being attacked by other dogs. Because out in the country at the time, if you had a dog that could protect you, that's what you needed when you went out in the woods. I said, well, what should I do? I can't just let, that's my dog. I'm a young boy. That's my dog. We go fishing together. We go hiking together. And he was just, I walked out there. I didn't know what I was going to do. I got about 2 feet from him, and I heard the ice go, ch-ch-ch, and I fell straight into the pond. Now, it's freezing. And I said, okay. So I just started hitting the ice to break it up, and finally got to where I could stand up and, got out. I ain't never been so cold in my life. I didn't know my limitations. My mom, she about freaked out. Boy, what are you doing? Like, Mama, that's lost. He's done this, and he's my friend. Amen. It wasn't me that did it. I realize that now. It was my God, the power of God that sustained. Now that would might not have been the best choice for me to do, but that's what I did. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So God's power works best through people who recognize their limitations. God's power will work best in your life, on your job, when you know what your limitations are. If you know that you're not the greatest, whatever it is, on your job, let God use you, excuse me, and so that He will get the glory and the honor out of it. Because it'll be His power working through you that will excel you above everything else. Amen? Amen. See, God's power doesn't bog you down. It lifts you up. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Amen. Don't get off on your own and doing your own thing, because then you'll mess up. Amen. But if you stay with God, if you stay right, God's power will lift you up. The believer receives God's power through His Holy Spirit. Turn with me to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Because I know some are asking, wondering, well, how do we receive this power? God's power. We receive it through His Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, let's start at verse 7. He says, He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So as a believer, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we've received some power, right? We've received God's power. It's not something to boast, it's not something to be arrogant about. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying? You need to be humble. Amen. In all that we do, we should be humble. Amen. You can boast about what God has done and what God will do and what you believe in God for, but you don't be arrogant about this power that you have. Amen. As a believer. Y'all following what I'm saying? Amen. All right, I got quiet. I might have been stepping on some toes. We need to go get some steel toe shoes. The power of God that is in you, well, we're going to get into this. We'll get into this right now. It is the power of God that enables us to do His work here on earth. See, remember what I was saying before? If you ever hear a minister, a pastor, a preacher, whatever the title is, saying, me, my ministry,
this is what I did, this is what I did, you know, I got so-and-so saved, I got so many thousand saved. It is the power of God that enables us to do His work here on earth. It's not our work. Me standing up here preaching, me going to the jail ministry, me going out and witness, that's not my work. That's the work of the Father. He uses me to do His work. Y'all follow what I'm saying? I don't want to get the glory in anything. I really don't. I want God to get the glory. Turn with me to Luke chapter 24. We're going to read verse 49. And it says, I am going to send you what my Father has promised. See, God promised us the Holy Spirit. Amen? But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. A lot of times our problem is we don't want to stay in the city and wait on the Lord. We want to go out and do our own, you know, we want to hurry up and get it done. We want to hurry up and go and whatever it is, you know, whatever job God has told us to do, we want to hurry up and go and do it. Sometimes it's because we just want to get it over with. Sometimes it's because we're so excited about being able to go and do it. We want to hurry up, but we need to wait on the Lord. Amen. Now, if He says, I got a job for you to do, here it is, go do it, that's one thing. But if He just says, I got a job for you, Amen. What is it, Lord? Just know I got a job for you. Yeah, y'all ain't never been told that. Amen. Lord, what you want me to do? I got a job for you, son. Don't worry, I got a job for you. Well, what is it? I'm excited, God. What is it? Don't worry about it. It's down the road. But Lord, I want to go. No, it ain't the time yet. But Lord, I want to. How about I don't want to stay in the city. I want to go. I want to go out. No. I'm not going to tell you what the job is, because if I told you, you would go and do it. But it is the power of God that enables us to do His... Now, what are some of the works that we're talking about here? Laying hands on the sick, praying for folks, Amen. Witnessing to folks, Amen. Raising the dead. Amen. Amen? Amen? Ain't that what Jesus did? Amen. Didn't Jesus say, you know, greater works you'll do Amen. Because I'm going on to be with my Father? Amen. So these works we're to do also. Love other folks. Amen. Hey, it is hard work to love some people. I don't care what, I don't care what, you know, I'm so pious. No, it is hard work to love some folks. Because they make it hard. Y'all follow what I'm saying? But I know it's the greatest commandment God gave. He said, when they asked him, Lord, what is the greatest commandment? And He said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Amen. And the second is like unto it, love each other as you love yourselves. Amen? Amen? Amen. But Lord, they make it so hard for me to love them. Amen. And the Lord would say, well, you know, you didn't make it easy on me. I had to go to the cross for you. I had to be tortured for you. I had to be beaten for you. I had to go through all this pain for you. Brings it in perspective. Amen. Lord, you know what? You're right. It ain't that hard. Amen. I ain't got to be around them all the time. Amen. I can pray for them from afar. Amen. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't never had, y'all, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all say that, every single one of you line up in here. Ain't no, y'all, we all thought, you know, I can pray for them from afar. I ain't got to be around them. I ain't got, don't get around them if you can't handle them. Y'all follow what I'm saying? If you can't handle You know that line, that famous line from now, you can't handle the truth. But the truth is, I mean, you can handle the truth. You can handle, if you got the Holy Spirit in you, you can handle the truth. You might not agree with it at first. You might not want to adhere to it at first. But we can handle the truth. But what I meant is, just because, if you can't, I'll put it like this. When I first got saved, there had to be a separation between me and my family. There was a separation. Because they didn't understand why you, because I was raised in a white Methodist church. That's just what I, what it was. And they didn't understand, why am I going to this, non-denominational black church? They couldn't understand it. They wasn't trying to be mean or anything like that, but they just couldn't understand it. So the Lord had me separate for a time from my family, because the influence that my mom, my dad, and my brothers had in my life, the Lord didn't want me to. I know He knew that their influence might outweigh what I wanted to do. Y'all follow one of us? Because I was a young man. I'm only 42 now, so I was 30, at the time. So there was a separation. I couldn't handle. I remember one time one of my sister-in-laws, she had actually come in, and she had a few weeks later, she said, "Cain, I don't understand all the shouting and the running and the playing of instruments. It don't take all that." And it was hard for me to handle that. I just thought, I said, "Well, it takes all that for me. It might not take it for you, but it takes it for me." But if I hadn't had that separation, those kind of comments might have pulled me out of where God... Look, I know that this is exactly where God wants me to be. Amen. You know, 12 years ago, when I got saved and I was going to other different churches. I was raised in a Methodist church. I'll go try my... I walked in a Methodist church. My spirit just didn't feel it. I just knew someone. So I'm going to go try a Baptist church, and that didn't work. So finally, Lord... Now, You saved me, and I believe You've called me to be a minister somewhere. Amen. Now, Lord, You need to tell me where You want me to go. Within a week, somebody from here had invited me to church. I walked through those front doors. The Holy Spirit said, "You're home, son." Amen. You're home, son. So I came and sat down. Brad came out, was singing praise and worship, and everybody was standing and clapping. "You're home, son. This don't look like home." "You're home, son." Now I'm talking about the power of God and how it worked in my life. So around noon, I looked at my watch and I said, "It's time to go. It's time to go. I'm hungry. I want me some fried chicken." You know what I'm saying? If I didn't let the power of God work in my life, I would not have been here. I wouldn't have stayed here. Amen? So there had to be a separation. And sometimes in our lives, there has to be separation. So we can allow the power of God, not that the influence is greater than the power of God, by no means, but the influence might be greater than us allowing the power of God work through our lives. So there has to be some separation. There has to be a time of where you're just getting with God and you're learning more about Him. You're learning about Him. You're learning about His what his word says. I tell people when they get saved, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read the Gospels. Find out more about this Jesus that you just accepted into your life. Amen. And they're like, "Well, what do I do after that?" Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then after you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then once again, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Find out about this Jesus. He's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. Amen. And he's still alive today. Praise God. So there, sometimes there has to be a separation. We don't like that separation. We don't like the, you know, the growing pains. Nobody likes to hear their family or their friends, you know, criticize you for the choices that you know that are right. Amen. 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 Now, fast forward almost 13 years. You know, I mean, 13 years I've been here in December. You know, my mom and, I mean, you know, right now, if they need a prayer to go through, they call me up and say, hey, we know you're, you know, we pray for us. Pray for this, pray for that. I never will forget years ago, my mom called me up on Saturday. Well, it might have been Sunday morning. Said, are y'all coming to visit after church? I'm like, yeah. My back is so twisted that I cannot get up. I want you to come and lay hands on me. I said, all right, we're going to be there. So me, my children, my ex-wife, we all of us went there and laid hands on her, praying in tongues, binding up, casting out, and proclaiming the word of God. And when we got done, my mom told me, said, my back ain't felt this good in years. So she, you know, that separation, it wasn't just beneficial for me. Amen? Amen. So it's the power of God that enables us to do His work here on earth. Amen. If a believer is walking in the power of God, the unknown will not bother them. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Amen. If you're walking in the power of God, the unknown about your life will not bother you. Because you won't be worried about nothing. Amen. Why won't I be worried about it? I'm a human. Yeah, you're human. But you know how to trust the Lord. You know how to not get ahead of God. Amen. See, the power of God, it allows you to, how do I put this? The power of God, when you trust God wholeheartedly with everything that you are in your life, you don't have, you know, worry will be a thing of the past. I'm not saying times won't come up and it seems like, you know, God, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand why I'm having to go through this. I don't understand this, Lord. But if you trust Him, His power will sustain you. Remember what we said earlier? His power will sustain you. Remember what the definition was? You know, the definition was, God's strength or authority to act or to accomplish something. If we just trust in that and know that God will, you know, He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's going to take care of me. So why do I get in the way? Why do we get in the way? Because sometimes we'd rather walk in the flesh than walk in the Spirit. Sometimes we'd rather do the things. See, that's why this book is, you know, that it's been such a blessing, because it's shown me personally. It's shown me that when I would walk in the flesh, or I want to get in the flesh, it's not I'm trying to accomplish the things the way I used to before I knew God, and so now I can trust totally and completely in Him because I know that He's in control. Amen? Amen? Amen. It's His power. His power. There's nothing else more powerful. There's nothing more powerful than God. Amen? Amen? You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, when you're watching TV or seeing a movie, they reference God all the time. Don't they? I mean, they reference G-O-D all the time. But they never say Jesus. They never reference Jesus. They never, you know, it's always God.
always God. And I was, you know, wondering, thinking about that. I said, Lord, why? And this was a while back. I was thinking, I asked God, I said, Lord, why don't they reference Jesus? Why doesn't the name Jesus ever come up? I mean, you know, in Christian movies and TV shows, it does. But, you know, and the Lord told me, he said, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. See, the devil don't mind if you reference God. Okay? It's just when you bring Jesus into the mix and you start saying, Jesus this and Jesus that, my Jesus did this, my Jesus, there's power and authority in that name. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So when you're under attack, and we get under attack from time to time, we bring attack on, you know, the things that we do. But whenever you're under attack, the name of Jesus. See, no devil can. That's when I was thinking back to earlier, you know, when I was saying, you know, me, I will never do anything. It's the power of God through me that will take care of these demons that are spiritually attacking me. Amen? Amen. Look, worryingness is nothing, that's spiritual. When you're worried about things or depressed about that, you're talking about something spiritual. You're not talking about something physical. It's not physical to worry about a job. That's spiritual. And when you use the name Jesus, there's power in that name. Amen. Even when I didn't know God, and I would have these demonic spirits that were attacking me, you know, I didn't know what it was, but I would say Jesus, and they would go. That's all I had to do was say Jesus. So there's power in that name. There's power in the name of Jesus. And that's why, you know, like I said on TV, they'll reference God. They could be, you know, talking about a little G-O-D, not the, you know, lowercase G-O-D, you know. Talk about Muhammad and Hare Krishnas and all the y'all know what I'm saying. Amen. They just reference God. They just say God this, God that, you know. But they never reference Jesus because there's power in His name. When you use Jesus, see, I used to love just driving down the road, and I still love just driving down the road and saying Jesus, because it was like a sweet taste coming off my tongue. Amen. Y'all follow? Y'all ain't never done that. Amen. Just had a and it just sounds, whoo, Jesus. It's better than eating a cupcake. Yeah, I mean, that's the only way I know how to reverence, because it's such a sweet, for me, when I say the name Jesus, that's just such a sweet, it leaves a sweet taste in my mouth. Amen? The power of God, it can move mountains. The power of God can change hearts. The power of God will make you a better man or woman of God. Amen. It has to. It has to. Because without the power of God, what are we? We're nothing. Amen. We're nothing but in our own mind, in our own heads, in our own hearts, shouting to the world, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. Kind of like a Pharisees or Sadducees. You know, all they want to do is just stand up in public and be recognized. Amen. They didn't have no power. They didn't have the power of God. But with the power of God, see, the power of God humbles you. Amen. Power of God, I mean, it humbles me. Just stand to get before and all incredibly to get before God and know that in my mind, my limited mind, I can't comprehend speaking and creating something. I don't know about y'all, but it's hard for me to comprehend that. You know, when God spoke, He created when He spoke the word, let there be light, there was light. When He formed He created man out of the dust of the earth, but He spoke everything else. Amen. And it was created. It's hard for me to understand that. That's powerful. Amen. That's why this morning we were talking about, watch what you say. See, the Word of God says, the tongue has power over life and death. Amen. Amen. We have to watch what we say. We have to watch what we do. Amen. Because as a man and woman of God, we've got... And if you got the Holy Spirit, you're a powerful person. Amen. It's not you. It's the Lord working through you. Amen? Amen. Let us all stand. Anybody want to get saved today? The altar is open. Anybody need Jesus in their lives? Amen. Well, we all need Jesus in their lives, amen. In our lives. Amen. But anybody want to ask and accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior today? Well, let's all come up. We're going to pray, have prayer. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we come before You in prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for how Your power has changed our lives. We're thankful, God. We thank You for Your love, for Your mercy, for Your grace. We thank You, God, that because we know that You are in control, Lord. And there's nothing too great for You, nothing too hard, that You are Jehovah Jireh, You are the Lord our provider. We thank You, Lord, for this wonderful day. And God, we lift up Pastor Jerry and Pastor Evelyn to You. We ask, God, that You would just keep them safe, bring them safely back, and we thank You for our pastors. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity that You gave me today. Lord, just use us. Use us as a body. Use us, Lord, as individuals. Use us for Your glory, God. Work through us, God. And we thank You. We thank You. We thank You, God. For there is no one greater than You, Lord. And we give You all the honor and glory, praise and thanks. And in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. That's my sweetie-in-law. And my malamu, that means in-law. Amen. See, I call Alice my sweetie-in-law because when Liz and I first started going out, she was just welcomed me into the family. Amen. My malamu, I didn't meet her until almost, a year or so later. But she's my sweetie-in-law, too. Amen. Now, my sweetie, she couldn't be here today. And my nephews, Zondu, Taka, and KD, and my beautiful daughter that's in the back, just keep us lifted up in prayer. And I thank y'all for coming. It was a blessing. Amen. Power of God. There's no power greater. So let's just let God do what He wants to do.
Amen.
You know,
in the
military, they tell you, you know, just get in line and do what you're told. Amen. Just get in line, stand in line, and do what you're told. So that's what we need to do. We need to get in line, get our marching orders, and do what we're told. Amen. Because it ain't going to be us doing it. It's going to be the power of God working through us. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter how old you are. Amen. You could be a small child. And the power of God moving through you. You can be 100 years old and the power of God moving through you. Now, you might not move fast, but it'll be moving through you. Amen? So don't throw up excuses. God takes away all excuses. Amen? So we're going to end and just say, Lord, use me for your glory. Shake somebody's hand. Tell them you love them.
Yes, love you, brother.
I love
you. I'm tired of doing things out on my own. Running down in circles, trying to find my way home. And all this wasted time, jumping over fences. The way home.